U.S. airlines face a new threat to their solvency, the mystery illness Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, or SARS. NPR's Elaine Corey reports it's grounded some flights to Asia.
Continental Airlines is suspending its nonstop flights from New York to Hong Kong due to passenger fears caused by SARS. United Airlines has canceled flights between Hong Kong and Singapore, and American Airlines has dropped its planned launch of service between Los Angeles and Tokyo. Joel Denny, an airline analyst with U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, says the SARS scare is the latest in an unprecedented series of blows to the industry.
The airlines don't need any more pressure on them. They've been put actually beyond the breaking point for most of the airlines. And now to have this on top of it is just adding insult to injury.
The two U.S. carriers with the most Asian routes are United Airlines, which is already bankrupt, and Northwest, which until recently, according to Denny, had managed to avoid the severe cash crunch afflicting most of its rivals. Since the war began in Iraq, the Air Transport Association says air travel has dropped an additional 20% to 40%. The airlines have been lobbying for a federal relief package totaling $3 billion in grants, tax cuts, and loan guarantees. But according to White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, the airlines are exaggerating their troubles. Last week, Fleischer said bookings are down a mere 10%, and he noted that the recent spike in fuel costs, another headache for the airlines, had begun to drop.
The airline industry has to be looked at in terms of, is there something specific that was caused as a result of this war that merits additional help from the taxpayers, or were there other conditions that existed in the marketplace?
Of course, there are market forces at work, says Robert Mann, president of the airline consulting firm RW Mann & Company. In response, he says the airlines have taken an axe to their expenses.
We already have several major carriers whose employees are subsidizing the continued existence of their own airlines to the tune of 20%, 25%, 30% reductions in wages.
Mann expects airlines to continue this kind of restructuring, both within and outside of bankruptcy court. But he says that alone won't be enough to ensure their survival.
As draconian as these cuts are, they do not reform the underlying hub and spoke or the network business model. If we go back the last two business cycles, the only carriers who have consistently been profitable are carriers who more or less fly point-to-point schedules.
In other words, Southwest. But Mann doesn't believe that simply creating a bunch of Southwest clones is the solution for airlines either. He thinks they can make a good case for a limited bailout from the federal government, probably by eliminating federal excise taxes paid by the airlines.
The tax burden on the industry right now is approximately 22% for domestic tickets, higher for international tickets, which is somewhere on the order of 8% higher than it was only a decade ago.
According to Mann, if the feds were to refund that 8%, it wouldn't bring down the cost of an airline ticket, but it would allow carriers to achieve higher profit margins. And in this business climate, he says, that could mean the difference between surviving or not. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.